During the meeting, the agencies addressed short, medium, and long-range plans. For the short term, the community wants to connect its well to the school. The school is set up for running water, and residents can use it for laundry and for hauling water to their homes. But the well pulls up water from the Tulooksac River, which isn't safe to drink. The short-term solution seems to raise more questions than answers. Here's Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's John Nichols, who was in yesterday's meeting.
Do we provide individual treatment within each home so folks can treat just the water they're going to drink? Or do we provide a small treatment system at the school itself?
Nichols said a medium-range plan could be up and running as soon as the summer. In the meeting, YKHC said they have a portable water treatment plant sitting unused in Bethel that they're willing to lend. But first, the agencies will have to determine if it will be able to purify the water from the Tulooksac River.
If you were to say, look at the waters of the Kenai River versus the Copper River versus the Kuskokwim River, you can tell just by looking that the water quality is very, very different in those three rivers. And it takes very, very different processes to clean all the impurities out of the different kinds of water.
If the plant from YKHC can't purify the waters of the Tulooksac, they'll explore procuring a portable purification system from the lower 48. But timing is an issue. It would have to be completed and delivered before the summer barge season ends. Funds are also a problem. The tribe needs to verify if the building was insured before any agencies can release funds for the medium-range purification systems. Nichols says if it's already covered by insurance, they don't want to double fund it. But the tribe says it can't determine if the building was insured at this moment because the person who has that information on their computer is out of the office with COVID-19. As a matter of fact, nearly one-third of the village is down with COVID-19. Nichols says the ruined Tulooksac water plant was on its way out anyway. He said typically water plants of this type last about 20 years. This one lasted over four decades. So the tribe had actually already filed a grant application with the Indian Health Services for some of the funds to cover a new one. This is their long-term plan A. But it'll be about 3 or 4 years until it is installed and usable. Tulooksac Native Community President Mitty Peters says things are tough for them.
Everybody's in a kind of a shock mode right now.
On top of this water crisis and the high COVID case count, Tulooksac is still trying to recover the body of a snow machiner who went through the ice earlier this month. But in a bit of good news for the village, organization Kutin Creations has raised over $16,000 in relief funds for them, and residents got their first round of vaccines this week. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.